Think of your favorite sports car and imagine it sitting in your driveway right now. Maybe it's an American muscle car like a Corvette or a Mustang, or possibly a Japanese Screamer with an Acura, Infiniti, or Lexus badge. Then again, perhaps you'd prefer a German performance machine from Porsche or BMW, or a sleek Italian model from Ferrari or Maserati. Now, imagine that vehicle with not a single drop of gas in the tank. Fully electric cars are excluded from this metaphor. Whatever car you prefer, no matter how sleek, muscular, powerful, or beautiful to look at it is, what good is it without fuel? Sure, even on an empty tank, you can sit in the car and imagine the wind flying through your hair. You can grip the wheel, enjoy the leather seats, and if the battery's charged, you can even play some of your favorite tunes on the stereo for a while. But you'll never get anywhere, and you'll very quickly lose interest in your new toy. Without fuel, even the most impressive vehicle is useless and boring. The fuel of fiction is conflict. Conflict powers your story. Conflict is the burning energy that propels it forward. And if your tale runs out of conflict before it reaches its destination, you've got a problem. But what is conflict? In terms of story, we can use this simple definition. Someone wants or needs something, but someone or something stands in the way. In order for a story to be a story, it needs to have at least one main conflict. Longer, more complex narratives may have several major conflicts and will also be peppered with countless smaller scale ones. Think of the original Star Wars. First, there is the now famous text crawl, which sets the stage by laying out a number of galactic scale conflicts. Then, once we're in the actual movie, a compelling series of sub-conflicts inexorably leads to the introduction of the movie's first main conflict. In order, and each phrased in terms of the definition just discussed. 1. The crew and passengers of a small diplomatic ship want to escape, but their craft is being pursued, fired upon, and boarded by much more powerful Imperial forces. 2. C-3PO and R2-D2 want to remain functioning, but are caught up in the battle. 3. The rebels want to defend their ship, but it is being boarded by overwhelming invaders. 4. A furious Darth Vader wants the princess and the secret plans found, but so far there is no sign of either. 5. R2-D2 wants to get away in an escape pod, but C-3PO thinks it's a crazy plan. 6. Princess Leia wants to escape, but she's hit with a stun beam and brought to Darth Vader. 7. R2-D2 wants to wander into the Tatooine desert in one direction, but C-3PO wants to go in another. 8. Darth Vader wants Princess Leia to tell him where the secret plans are, but she claims to know nothing about them. 9. R2-D2 and C-3PO want to reach safe destinations, but both are captured by droid-dealing Jawas. 10. The Imperial stormtroopers want to find the droids and so search the Tatooine surface, but they are nowhere to be found. 11. The droids want to remain together, but are about to be split up when Owen Lars chooses a red R5 unit instead of R2-D2. 12. Luke Skywalker wants to see the rest of Princess Leia's message on R2-D2, but the droid doesn't seem able to comply. 13. Luke wants to leave the moisture farm and join the academy, but is made to feel obligated to continue helping his uncle with the farm.